It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Newly named NPR CEO Gary Nell formally takes over his responsibilities on December 1st. Pretty much from day one, the new chief will have to grapple with the financial structure of public radio. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
On Sunday, former NPR CEO Vivian Schiller tweeted her strong support for Gary Nell's selection and at the same time called continued federal funding of public radio untenable. She has told associates the subsidy allows lawmakers to use NPR as a political punching bag. Federal dollars make up about 2% of NPR's budget, but about 10% of funding for public radio stations. And many smaller stations rely on that support even more. In all, it's nearly $100 million annually for a system that includes hundreds of stations. Nell says NPR will forcefully continue to seek such funding, which polls suggest is supported by a majority of Americans.
In certain rural parts of this country, for instance, when you drive across the state and there is no commercial radio covering local news, local government, local and state government, the only place is public radio.
Nell spoke yesterday to my NPR colleague Melissa Block, host of All Things Considered.
We'll have to make up, I guess, as a country, and the Congress will need to decide, as well as state governments, whether this is something important enough to support. I happen to think it is, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
But Nell is unlikely to sit back and just wait to find out. In the past year, a series of scandals fueled opposition among many House Republicans to federal subsidies for public broadcasting. NPR executives quietly mapped out what the public radio system might look like without those federal dollars. Would that mean creating a new major endowment for NPR, allowing it to reduce the fees it charges stations to carry its programs? Or would such an endowment belong to the entire system? The politically tinged controversies cost several executives their jobs, including Schiller. And NPR's board, which is dominated by member station officials, is far from unified on this subject. But the discussion itself is considered notable. Carol Cartwright is vice chairwoman of NPR's board. She says those public dollars are important. But she adds,
I think we're going to have those conversations. There are a number of them already underway, and it's clear to us that we have to watch that landscape very, very carefully.
Two people who participated in the process that led to Nell's selection said he argued NPR has to plan actively for the day that money disappears. They spoke on condition they not be named. On Sunday, Nell referred to achieving possible savings by finding ways to share costs or eliminate duplication within the public radio system. But he said it's far too soon for him to know where to look. Ernest Wilson is a past chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The CPB is the not-for-profit through which federal dollars flow to NPR and public radio and television stations. He said Nell showed an entrepreneurial bent as head of Sesame Workshop. That children's show has gone global and survived a burst of new competitors.
Gary Nell brings to this post a proven ability to work effectively and efficiently and to raise money, which is critically important. In other words, he's figured out a business model.
Nell says NPR should not only draw more non-governmental funds from private donors, foundations, and underwriters, but tap its expertise and resources to generate new revenue consistent with ethical standards, much as The Economist has done with conferences and custom-designed research for clients. Such a course might help provide a path for NPR and for public radio if they were to confront a future without any federal subsidy. David Folkenflik, NPR News.